Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
63 degrees with more clouds. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
Georgetown, 59 degrees. In Bowie, it's 53. Leesburg, 56. A few suburban areas all the way down to about 41 or 42 degrees overnight.
You're listening to WTOP, Washington's news, traffic, and weather station.
WTOP News. Facts matter.
Good evening, I'm Dimitri Sotis. Coming up, sentencing could happen tomorrow for a man convicted of killing two Oakton High School teens in 2022 with his BMW.
She says it happened when she was 12 years old, that she was sexually assaulted at a Fairfax County school. What a jury has decided. I'm Kate Ryan.
Why a group of D.C. public school students are suing the city. I'm Mike Marilla.
A new way locally to catch drivers illegally passing stopped school buses.
Where aspiring teachers can earn while they learn. I'm Scott Gelman.
The Nationals lose badly to the Dodgers tonight. 12 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Stacey Lynn. Hamas has released a video of an Israeli-American hostage. 23-year-old Hirsch Goldberg Poland was among those abducted at a music festival October 7th. CBS's Linda Gradstein spoke to his mother.
Rachel is incredibly eloquent and started this trend of people taking a piece of masking tape and writing the number of days that the hostages have been held.
The videos ignited new protests calling on the government to do more to get all the hostages out. President Biden signed a massive foreign aid package, which includes money for Israel, Taiwan, and $61 billion for Ukraine. BBC reporter James Water is in Kharkiv.
What this aid does is extend the fight, extend Ukraine's window to keep this war going, and in some way put Russia's position here in an unsustainable state.
The bill will also force TikTok's parent company to sell the platform or face a nationwide ban. Donald Trump's hush money trial resumes Thursday, and former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker is expected back on the stand. Legal analyst Ricky Kleeman on why the prosecution has him testifying.
Well, one of the things that prosecutors always have to face in cases of complexity that involve very unsavory people is you have to say, look, this is Donald Trump. This man, David Pecker, was Donald Trump's friend. That's not our fault, the prosecutor says. We have to put up the witnesses who have the knowledge.
The Supreme Court heard arguments on the Biden administration's challenge to Idaho's strict abortion ban. Correspondent Jen Crawford with details.
A woman who could go to the emergency room bleeding and her health really in jeopardy may not be able to get an abortion in Idaho because of the law that allows it only if her life is at stake.
In Arizona, the State House approved a proposed repeal of a near total ban on abortions from the 1800s. It now advances to the Senate. A new CDC report found people aren't having as many babies these days. Our Alexander Tin tells us there were
just 3.59 million babies born in 2023. That's down from nearly 3.7 million born in 2022 and works out to a 2% decrease.
In Milan, Italy, they may ban pizza and ice cream after midnight. According to Euronews, the city filed paperwork with a proposal because they think tourists during the busy season are just too loud. While many residents want this to help quiet things down, business owners aren't on board as it cuts into their bottom line. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your home and auto. Save when you bundle. Get a quote at progressive.com. That's progressive.com.
WTOP at 1203. Thursday morning, April 25th, 2024. Welcome in. Scattered clouds this overnight early morning. Chilly by daybreak. Veronica says the low should be 42 to 48. 58 right now in Washington. Good morning to you. Dean Laney, thank you for taking us along for your midnight hour Thursday morning ride. Beginning the news this half hour with the ride together, the driver in a high-speed chase that killed two teen girls walking home from Oakton High. This was back in 2022. We hear will be sentenced later today, this Thursday. NBC4 reporting that Usman Shaheed was found guilty on two different counts of involuntary manslaughter in a Fairfax County court this week. Shahid was 18 years old at the time when prosecutors say he accelerated to 81 miles per hour in a 35 mile per hour zone after a traffic light he was trying to make turn yellow. His BMW then crashed into another vehicle, sending him into the sidewalk, where he hit three teens, killing two of them. He faces up to 20 years when sentenced. WTOP at 12:04. This case involved allegations by a then 12-year-old girl that she was sexually assaulted in the school hallway locally and later raped off grounds, the school grounds in Fairfax County. She also said the county school system failed to handle her case properly. Now, as WTOP's Kate Ryan reports, Thursday morning, a jury makes a decision.
After weeks of testimony, the jury in U.S. District Court here in Alexandria found in favor of the Fairfax County School Board and administrators, which had been accused of violating the rights of a former student under Title IX. The plaintiff, now 24, who goes by the name Kate or initials BR, had alleged that she was sexually assaulted in 2011 in a school hallway, and that she was sexually harassed at Rachel Carson Middle School, and that finally school officials failed to report the incidents to the Title IX office. Azra Nomani, a contributor to the Fairfax County Times, has been covering the five-week trial from the start.
The jury was so swift in its deliberation after 5 weeks of evidence that it was remarkable.
Lawyers for the school system left the courthouse without comment, as did the plaintiff, who was surrounded by supporters. In Alexandria, Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
WTOP News time, now 12:05. A group of D.C. school kids say their school took steps to suppress their pro-Palestinian speech. Now, WTOP's Mike Marilla reports they're suing.
Students don't leave their free speech rights behind when they pass through the schoolhouse door.
Arthur Spitzer is an attorney for the ACLU of D.C. and says they took the case after hearing from the Arab Student Union at D.C.'s Jackson Reed High School. He says the school allegedly stopping the group from screening a movie that examines how Western media covers the Israel-Hamas conflict, the censoring of a Palestinian culture event, and administrators making the group remove some Palestinian symbols from handouts led to the lawsuit. Spitzer says the actions violated the students' rights, and they say the school does have a Jewish student club.
If they wanted to hand out a leaflet, if they wanted to put on a program of Israeli music and dance, whatever they wanted, they should certainly have that right.
D.C. Public Schools says it can't comment on pending litigation. Mike Marillo, WTOP News.
WTOP News time, 12:06 Thursday morning.
School day.
D.C. is cracking down on drivers who try to pass stop school buses. Starting on Monday next week, 25 district school buses will be outfitted with cameras to do just that. Now, if a driver tries to illegally go around the bus when the stop arm is extended, the cameras will record video, take images of the car's license plates as well. Violators will get only a warning for the first 45 days. After that, the fine is $500. D.C. is launching a program to let aspiring teachers work in classrooms while they're getting a bachelor's degree. WTOP Scott Gelman tells us Thursday morning the Earn and Learn program, as it's known, is one way the district is trying to tackle teacher shortages.
It's open to D.C. high school graduates and paraprofessionals.
The program is designed to remove financial barriers to entering the teaching profession.
Elizabeth Ross with the city explains the program allows aspiring educators to get paid to work in a school
while they are simultaneously earning a no-cost degree in elementary education, early childhood education, or special education.
That degree will come from the University of the District of Columbia. Ross says after reviewing data, those were the specialties with the highest demand.
We do have persistent areas where we hear from our LEAs that they are excited for a deeper bench from which they can hire.
The program is expected to start this fall. It'll enroll up to 50 people. Scott Gelman, WTOP News.
You're with Dean Lane on WTOP.
Did someone say free ride home? If you like carpooling or vanpooling, but worry about getting stuck at the office, relax. With Commuter Connections, you can get up to 6 free rides home for unexpected emergencies or unscheduled overtime, even if you're commuting just a few times a week. Register or renew for guaranteed ride home today at commuterconnections.org or call 800-745-RIDE. Some restrictions apply.
Good Thursday morning, April 25th. Welcome in. Glad you're with us here at WTOP this morning. It's 12:08.
Michael and Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael and Son.
On WTOP. We bring you traffic and weather on the 8th and when it breaks 24-7. Good morning to Ken Berger with us this early hour in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Thank you, Dean. Good morning, everybody. Still seeing delays on the Beltway Inner Loop. However, they start just after the American Legion Bridge. This is because of the work zone where two left lanes are blocked as you make the approach to River Road north of Carter Rock. The delays in the Virginia portion of the Beltway down in that area have all cleared out. The delays don't start and you get over the American Legion Bridge. And once you get past River Road, everything looking okay on the Beltway, both in Montgomery County and in Prince George's County. However, in Prince George's County, we're getting reports of an accident involving a pedestrian on Addison Road in that's Addison Road South in District Heights. That's in Prince George's County between Central Avenue and Marlboro Pike. Watch out for responding units heading through that area. Also in Maryland, we've got the roadwork going on at the Bay Bridge with the eastbound span shut down, 2-way operations at the westbound span. Also in Anne Arundel County, 97 southbound at Quarterfield Road. The right lane is blocked. Multiple work zones in 198 in Maryland. Starting in Montgomery County, eastbound between Old Columbia Pike and Riding Stable Way, you find the two right lanes closed in Burtonsville. Then in Prince George's County, 198 eastbound, two right lanes blocked after 197 Laurel Bowie Road in Laurel, and then back into Anne Arundel County for more lane closures on 198 in Maryland City. The westbound side is shut down near the BW Parkway with alternating traffic on the eastbound side. If you're looking for carefree ownership of a new car, check out Fitzgerald Hyundai and the Hyundai Tucson with 3 years free maintenance. Go to fitzmall.com for the no-haggle, no-hassle price. I'm Ken Berger, WTOP Traffic.
Expect lower temperatures this morning with some scattered clouds, 42 to 48 degrees your early Thursday morning. Now, we will have mostly cloudy to partly cloudy skies coming our way on this Thursday. More cloud cover than yesterday and cooler conditions. Our highs just 58 to 63 degrees. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
We are at 58 degrees in our nation's capital. Brought to you this morning by Longfence. Save 25% on Longfence decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest financing. Terms and conditions do apply. Check them out. Go to longfence.com. WTOP at 1210. Money News we bring you at 10 and 40 past each hour. Here's Jeff Claybaugh.
Boeing lost $355 million last quarter on falling revenue with manufacturing and safety headlines hurting business. Google says it won't make its year-end deadline for removing third-party tracking cookies from Chrome. Reston-based General Dynamics is benefiting from foreign military aid. Revenue in its combat systems division was up 20% from a year ago. The Dow finished Wednesday session down 43 points. The S&P 500 up just a point. Jeff Claybaugh, WTOP News.
And checking overseas, our first midnight check this morning. Asian stocks are mixed this hour. The Nikkei is down by 752 points. The Kospi is off 30 points. The Hang Seng is up by 88. The Shanghai is up 5. Busy Supreme Court. We'll dive into that next on WTOP. What's been happening this week? It's 12:12. Welcome in.
Step into a world of enchantment with the Metropolitan School of the Arts presentation of Coppelia. This charming ballet, perfect for audiences of all ages, unfolds a delightful story of a lifelike doll and a swirl of love, humor, and fantasy. Make it a family outing on April 27th and 28th at the Washington Masonic Memorial in Alexandria, with shows at 12 and 5 p.m. Tickets are available from $22 to $25 at metropolitanarts.org. Experience the joy and whimsy of Coppelia, where dreams come to life.
At WTOP, our listeners matter.
WTOP is better than Waze when it comes to traffic. I simply love WTOP traffic as the number one source for me.
WTOP, Washington's top news.
The Baltimore DC Metro Building Trades Council invites you to a memorial mass for workers who were killed or injured on the job this International Workers Memorial Day, Thursday, April 25th. All are invited to honor those who were hurt or lost on the job site. The Building Trades Workers Memorial Day Mass is Thursday, April 25th at St. Camillus Catholic Church in Silver Spring at 5 p.m. For more info, contact Father Brian Jordan at 917-566-5214.
Good Thursday morning, April 25th. Thanks for starting your early Thursday in the midnight hour with us. If you're just joining us, welcome in. Scattered clouds develop this overnight early morning. Chilly by daybreak. Veronica says we are looking for a low somewhere between 42 and 48 throughout the region, depending upon where you are. We're at 58 in Washington this midnight hour right now. Good morning to you. I'm Dean Lane. Welcome in. 1213 on WTOP.
This is WTOP News.
abortion rights were back before the U.S. Supreme Court this week on Wednesday, as the justices consider the implication of Idaho's near-total ban on abortion since overturning Roe v. Wade 2 years ago. Arguments involved a debate on whether or not a federal law that mandates an abortion in medical emergency overrules that state's abortion ban. This morning, Alice Miranda Olstein, healthcare reporter for Politico Pro, joins our Dimitri Sotis for a closer look at this.
It definitely was heated. The justices were sort of snapping and interrupting the attorneys making the arguments and each other at some points. And this was really pitting state versus federal law. It was Idaho defending its abortion ban and saying that it should have the right to enforce it even in medical emergencies. And the Biden administration was arguing that that violates a decades-old federal law aimed at protecting patients from being turned away during medical emergencies. And what was really striking to me was that often with Supreme Court arguments, you have a lot of hypotheticals. It gets really in the weeds and the legal theories. And this focused so much on what's really been happening on the ground since Roe versus Wade was overturned, and especially since Idaho was given temporary permission to fully enforce its abortion ban. And so you had a lot of references to reports of hospitals turning women away or telling them you have to wait till your condition deteriorates even more before we can treat you, provide you an emergency abortion, and the spike in women who are being flown out of the state in these sort of emergency airlift flights. And so I think that was really striking in that the justices were really having to grapple with the real concrete effects of the decision they made a couple years ago to overturn Roe.
Some of the conservative justices joined the liberal members in their questioning. Does that scramble our idea of how this might go when we hear that decision in the late spring?
So it's hard to tell. Sometimes the justices will play devil's advocate or try to, you know, pose tough questions just to get at a particular point. It's not always indicative of how they will rule or vote on a particular case. But it was interesting that a few of the justices on the right joined the justices on the left in really grilling Idaho's attorney and questioning his assertion that the state should have this sort of unchecked power to enforce its abortion ban in violation of these federal protections. And so there were some tough questions there, particularly from Justice Amy Coney Barrett, who was also very vocal in the abortion case the court heard a month ago. So she's really set to be kind of a key swing vote potentially in this.
Arizona, meantime, has been getting so much attention for adopting that 1864 law that would have banned nearly all abortions. What kind of progress is the state legislature making in getting rid of that? That was a state Supreme Court decision that brought that back.
Actually, just today, the state moved forward in repealing that 1864 total abortion ban. If they are able to do it, and we don't know yet if they are, but if they are able to do that, then the state will continue having a 15-week ban in the meantime, and voters will almost certainly have the opportunity to repeal whatever ban is in place in November via a ballot initiative, like we've seen so many states do over the last couple years. So things are very up in the air in Arizona, which of course is a key swing state that could decide the presidential election and control of the Senate. And so things are very up in the air there, and it's a hot story to watch.
That's Alice Miranda Olstein, healthcare reporter for Politico Pro on WTOP, talking with Dimitri. Quick look this Thursday morning at the top stories we're following for you here at TOP. Pro-Palestinian protests continue on college campuses nationwide this week. House Speaker Mike Johnson making a surprise visit to Columbia University and calling for the resignation of its president. And here at home, a jury sides with Fairfax County Public Schools in a suit accusing the system of ignoring a middle schooler's sexual assault claims. More in minutes. You are listening to 103.5 FM and WTOP.com.
Stay up to date with WTOP News and 7 News First Alert Weather.
It is Thursday morning, April 25th. Glad you're with us to start your day. Time now is 12:18. Traffic and weather on the 8th. Over to Ken Berger in the WTOP Traffic Center this early hour.
Thank you, Dean. Still seeing some slowing on the Beltway inner loop in Maryland and north of the American Legion Bridge heading out to River Road. That entire area, you've got two left lanes blocked because of the road work, but delays are easing as the traffic volume begins to thin out. And once you clear River Road, the ride on the Beltway inner loop is clear through Montgomery County and on into Prince George's County. There are no major delays on the Beltway in Virginia, so everything looking okay. Both loops between the American Legion Bridge and the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. We do have road work also going on in Virginia. This is affecting 66 eastbound direction west of U.S. 29 out in Gainesville, heading to just east of the Prince William Parkway for maintenance work. Right lane is closed inside the Beltway. You've got road work going on just after Spout Run Parkway, heading to the Roslyn Tunnel. This is sound barrier operations with the right lane being blocked. Nutley Street northbound rate at 66. You're going to find all lanes blocked because of road widening operations. Also in Virginia, northbound 95 between Plank Road and the Rappahannock River. All lanes are alternating closures. Then northbound 95 north of 17 Warrenton Road. The two right lanes are closed in the main lanes. There was some pothole patching work going on southbound 95 near U.S. 1 in Spotsylvania County. That particular operation has been cleared and not seeing any major delays now as you make your way south on 95 coming south of the Occoquan past the Fredericksburg area. I'm Ken Berger, WTOP Traffic.
Coming right up after traffic and weather this morning on WTOP.
The kids rally for the Caps in Arlington. I'm Dick Uliano.
Prepare yourself on this Thursday for more clouds and cooler conditions. Our temperatures will be some 10, even 15 degrees down from yesterday. Now this morning, we do have some scattered clouds. Our temperatures around sunrise, 42 to 48 degrees. Later today, about 58 to 63 degrees for a range of high temperatures. Will be mostly cloudy to partly cloudy for your Thursday. Mostly sunny skies expected on Friday and slightly warmer between 63 and 68 degrees during the afternoon. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
And around the region this early morning, not too bad. We're looking at 55 degrees in Manassas, 60 Metro Center, 55 Frederick, Maryland. This midnight hour, Thursday morning, April 25th, we're at 58 and holding in our nation's capital. Brought to you this early morning, this time around on WTOP by Gutter Helmet. Say goodbye to gutter cleaning forever with Gutter Helmet by Lednor Home Solutions. 888-5-HELMET. That's Gutter Helmet. 888-5-HELMET. Check him out. Coming right up.
Why this fraternity is expelled from UVA. I'm Neil Eugenstein.
WTOP at 1221.
Run with the Marines at the Marine Corps Historic Half, May 19th in Fredericksburg, Virginia. Register at marinemarathon.com. Run 13.1 miles through historic Fredericksburg, all while U.S. Marines cheer you on to a finish line, bathe in stars and stripes, where you'll receive a stunning finisher medal. Register now. The Marine Corps Historic Half, May 19th, Fredericksburg, Virginia. Register at marinemarathon.com. That's marinemarathon.com.
You're with WTOP and Dean Lane.
This is John Littell, Virginia's Secretary of Health and Human Resources. Every Virginia family should know about the comprehensive end-of-life hospice benefit, usually available at no cost and accessible statewide. To learn more today, go to virginiahospicecare.org.
I am Steve Cohn at Capital Caring Health. As Secretary Littell mentions, hospice care for patients and their families is almost always free, provided by us and seven other nonprofit hospice providers across the state. Learn more at virginiahospicecare.org.
How about putting on a button that you can actually hear me? Good Thursday morning. Welcome in. It's 1222 here at WTOP. I'm glad you're with us.
You're listening to WTOP News.
The Washington Capitals need all the support they can get after going down 2-0 in their first-round playoff series with the New York Rangers. WTOP's Dick Uliano reports this morning Washington found some love, though, from local school kids this week.
If the Caps don't bounce back against the Rangers, don't blame the students at Cardinal Elementary School in Tim.
I love the Caps. I think that they are going to do amazing, and I'm really hopeful.
Fifth grader Mahi Cambo joined her classmates in the schoolyard in an hour-long rally to give the Caps... The team mascot, Slapshot, helped lead the cheers, and the kids practiced their stick handling between cheers. Fifth grader Aaron Painter urges the Caps to persevere.
I
think that they should just continue to try really hard, and hopefully they can make it into the second round.
Dick Uliano, WTOP News.
A fraternity at the University of Virginia has been expelled. This follows an investigation into hazing. WTOP's Neil Augenstein reports Thursday morning the national leadership of the fraternity supports the move.
Men, actions have consequences.
In a YouTube video speaking ostensibly to the Pi Kappa Alpha membership, the fraternity's executive vice president, Justin Buck, doesn't challenge the allegations.
This action was taken following the confirmed, abhorrent, and detestable hazing activities by individuals.
Neither he nor the university has provided initial details about the hazing activities. The school says they'll be posted soon on the university's website.
We will have a constant reminder of the embarrassment which these men have caused. That is why the fraternity fully supports the individual pursuit by the University of Virginia against over 20 men, many of whom will be facing expulsion from the university.
Neil Augenstein, WTOP News.
You can check out the video a click away at our website, WTOP.com. And hey, grab some earplugs here. It's about to get, well, buggy, if you will.
They're back. Those noisy cicadas are starting to emerge in more than a dozen states. Experts say billions, perhaps even trillions of the flying bugs are predicted to infiltrate a much bigger area than most years. This is because they're part of a dual emergence of two different cicada broods. The Northern Illinois brood lives underground for 17 years before coming out, and the Great Southern brood spends 13 years underground. They haven't appeared simultaneously since 1803, and it won't happen again until the year 2245. Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
I like the ending. You are listening to 103.5 FM at WTOP.com.
Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
And at 12:25, Mr. Rob Woodford.
A week after the Nationals' Jake Irvin tossed a six-inning shutout in L.A., the Dodgers exacted revenge with an 11-2 victory at Nats Park, getting to Irvin for six runs on 12 hits in only 4 2/3 innings. Did playing the Dodgers in consecutive starts trip you up, Jake?
Yeah. I think it escaped me a couple times today where I was trying to do too much, be too fine. And I've talked to you guys a lot about competing over the zone. And, you know, I think you let that get away a little bit when you face the team, especially like that twice in a row. So kicking myself a little bit over the mindset, but that's something that you learn from and move forward.
Mackenzie Gore takes the 4:05 first pitch as the Nats try to salvage the final game of the series. The Orioles escaped to Los Angeles with a series victory, holding off the Angels' late rally in a 6-5 victory credited to